Yes, sir.
Hop on the mic and discuss every issue. Might take a few shots. Take a few shots. Kick back and relax. Start over. Relax. Tell me if it's bad for me.
Yeah. Back to Cap, episode 37. This is a live episode.
Episode motherfucking 37.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, we weren't that bad. We weren't like verses. You know what I'm saying? We caught like verse. You know what I mean?
They only had y'all waiting 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know
how to
let shit heal up. We got a little technical difficulty.
Cameraman ain't show up today.
Cameraman ain't here, man. It's just like a nigga, man.
We still got it, though, man. We here.
You fired, Darren. So, yeah.
What's on the docket, man? What we talking about, man?
First and fucking foremost, thank you to everybody that's on the live right now.
Appreciate y'all.
Don't tell your other friends to get on live. Text your girlfriends, your homeboys. Tell them to get on the live.
Get on there. Get on there. Get on there.
Get on the live. So... First on the docket, I want to shout out. This is personal. Shout out to Berkmar. Going to state.
What's Berkmar? What that mean?
Berkmar High School.
Berkmar High School.
Basketball team. Alma mater is going to the state championship. So.
That's what's up, man.
Shout out to that. I had to put that in.
You got a shout out, B?
Man, shout out everything right now, man. My daughter got down. Went out there. Came first place.
First place to the competition, man. Shout out. That's amazing.
Shout
man.
Out to Nala. We first place in this motherfucker.
Hey, man. Shout out to everybody showing us love, man. Day one fans. We appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody getting merch. We got masks. We got hoodies. We got shirts. We got long sleeves. What you need, we got it.
Shit, shout out to truck drivers and the single moms and your grandmas and y'all uncles and shit.
Yeah, man. Shit, man, I think that's enough shots. Let's get right into this shit, man.
All right, man. What y'all want to start off with, man? All-Star Weekend.
All-Star Weekend, man.
Whew, it was an interesting weekend in Atlanta.
Where y'all want to start?
Well, first, you want to talk about the game?
Y'all want to start Sunday to Thursday? Thursday to Sunday,
what we doing?
Yeah, we can start Thursday to Sunday, man.
All right, man. The streets was jumping, man. We ain't even finna lie. Y'all seen the lineups we was talking about last week, nigga. Everybody was picking up bags. The city was wild. I'm talking about we had people sleeping in U-Hauls the whole weekend. We had fights. We had fights at Cumberland Mall. We had shootings.
Everywhere.
They said two happened technically in the city, but, you know, surrounding areas. That's even crap. 14 people were shot. Two died in the city. That's just the city.
Chicago, you know? Or Atlanta, man.
A rapper from Houston got shot on Jimmy Carter in 85. Man. You know,
R.I.P. to him. One of them clubs out here.
R.I.P. to him. You know what I'm saying?
Did we meet the over or under?
Well, we don't know who got robbed.
All right. You know?
Just put it like this. We made it.
We got the...
count rims.
Right. We had people twerking on 85. I seen horses on 85.
That was Lil Nas X.
You know what I'm saying? You know, overall, this was a really interesting, typical big weekend in Atlanta, but, you know, pandemic style. So, man. What y'all think? What y'all think about that, man?
We told you so. My cousin hit me up, bro. He was like, yo, they really be stealing cars like that in Atlanta?
What?
Yes, nigga. No, nigga, you can come out here and be safe, bro.
Is library? We good?
Yeah, we good.
Yeah, right. We over here.
Yeah, we was out here looking like New Jersey Drive. I ain't even finna cap drive, man. It looked like New Jersey Drive. Niggas was stealing cars. Niggas was breaking windows. Niggas was stealing tires. Niggas was just stealing. Niggas was nigging. Niggas was getting their shit left on bricks. Niggas had their shit just on the floor, on the ground. Niggas was leaving pumps. That shit was crazy. I ain't never, like, I think ATL scooped and exposed, like, just how crazy the city is week after week. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't look at that, you wouldn't realize that, like, cars was getting stolen at this rate in the city. You know what I mean?
My question is, do y'all think that's majority Atlanta niggas or out-of-towners?
No, I think the
Atlanta niggas was out.
Yeah,
they was ready for this.
The Atlanta, no, the niggas in the club.
Not so much just stealing cars, but like the tension.
I'm gonna say this.
I think the pictures are everywhere.
The niggas in the clubs and shit. If you did crime, you was probably from Atlanta. Like, they was probably the ones, like, stealing and jacking cars and shit, tires and shit like that. As far as the shootouts and shit, it's maybe, maybe not, maybe half and half.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, ain't no telling what was going down here, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think somebody laid, and I don't know if they died, you know what I'm saying? But I think it was a shooting at Josephine Lounge. It was a shooting at, you know, P just opened back up Onyx. I seen it was a shooting there on Friday. Well, it opened there on Thursday.
It was shooting
like right outside on the street.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
y'all, it'd be crazy out here in Atlanta, man. Like,
gotta love Chester Bridge.
So y'all niggas be safe, man. Whoever was out there, I hope y'all can get robbed, get beat the fuck up, or shot at, man.
Like, yeah, man. You know, I'll see y'all again for the next one. What's the next shit? Memorial Day.
Y'all think it was
y'all go to Florida for that shit.
Y'all seen the shit where like the girls, now we got the merch to take the shit off. Y'all seen the shit where it was like the girls who had the GoFundMe for being stuck.
Motherfuckers had GoFundMe talking about help me get home. And I'm like, damn, nigga, Atlanta is like, niggas are like they was out of the country or some shit. Like, this, you don't catch your ass a little $10 bus? Man, take your ass. You
catch the mega bus to wherever the hell you need to go.
And what do you need $1,300 for? Like, say your car. Let's say your, I mean, unless somebody took all your tires and some shit. I don't know. Like,
cool hotel. But they have people, like, literally sleep in the U-Haul.
Hey, you know what? I can't really judge.
The pandemic part is over, all right? Yeah. Niggas bands is running out. So they, they had that $29.99 left, had to get that U-Haul.
Hey, but you know what? Check this out. I wasn't really mad at the U-Haul, though, because, shit, we went to D.C. Howard homecoming weekend, and Shy little ass dorm was like a damn U-Haul. You know what I'm saying? And we was getting...
I don't think
so. That shit was so little, it was like a box. You know what I'm saying?
I had running water, didn't y'all?
I mean, you better get your L.A. Fitness membership and go wash your ass.
Nigga, Waffle House don't close.
That's disgusting.
Wash it. Not, I ain't saying wash up. Go wash your ass.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, right? Secure the bag. I feel you.
Man, look, you shoot, they might have found a ball in this motherfucker. And then they said the shit was stolen. You see, if you look, somebody pulled up next to them.
I said they got no handle.
Yeah, they pulled up next to them. And no they was like, the girl was like, she's like, yeah, I know what you finna say. I go to them holes in the U-Haul. And this motherfucker, they had no handlebars, no nothing.
Let me ask y'all, is it... If you can't afford to get a hotel to go out of town, is it worth going?
How old am I?
21.
Fuck it, I'm going.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll figure that shit out. We'll figure that
shit
out.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't really that mad at him because, shit, I done lived. I done been 20 before.
But, like, I feel like that was 10 years ago for us. Like, there wasn't, like, the whole you get caught. Now, everything is, somebody gonna see you in the gas station before you get put on Front Street.
What you gonna tell somebody who ain't got no damn shame?
Hey.
What you gonna tell somebody who ain't got no shame?
She might have started off in a U-Haul and went home in a Bentley. You don't know.
Didn't go home at all.
She definitely started the nigga up in the Bentley, though. Like, if you got them, if you done came down in a U-Haul, you definitely need a little heat in your life or something, goddamn.
Just park the U-Haul at a hotel.
Put it like this,
make it look like you're staying there or some shit.
At least nobody can take your tires off that motherfucker while you in it.
Safety first, huh?
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So,
yo, y'all niggas crazy.
Shout out to y'all, All-Star Weekend. We'll keep it All-Star. Did y'all see the 2-on-2?
Yeah, man.
Quay and Baby and who was it? Quay and Harlow?
Jack Harlow versus 2 Chainz
and Baby.
I'll say this. Like, nobody is a professional hooper there.
No.
But one person there should have no business being on that court.
And that was Lil Baby. Dominique Jones.
He had no business being on that court, man.
And he did the typical response, and everybody was roasting his ass. He did the typical response.
He got money.
He basically said, like, I don't do nothing for free, and just know that I put the ball down a long time ago to jump in the field.
You don't do nothing for free? Nigga, you lost money.
Well, listen, my nigga. Just know that you still going to get these jokes. We don't want to hear that shit, nigga. You going to get these jokes.
I'll do nothing for free.
He was terrible. He didn't even hit the rim. Oh, he shot the ball twice the whole time.
That was it.
What he said in the song? I passed the ball out on layup.
Y'all thought that nigga was talking about something else.
Listen.
I seen some shit where he was like, stretch it. They say, that nigga ain't never had a PE class.
Hey, so you seen the part where he was stretching and he hit the squat? He had two squats and walked away, and they was like, this, the girl come in, and she was like, this is me when they asked you to get on top.
She went, hey, next time we have a female guest, we need to discuss that shit, too.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, little baby, you got no business on that court. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we get it. You got money. We get it. Nobody expects you to hoop. But he made 2 Chainz look bad. And 2 Chainz looked good at the beginning. But first of all, the team was unfair. Because first of all, 2 Chainz is in his 40s. Y'all could have gave him somebody that was capable of scoring a fucking point.
Yeah.
Like, how did Lil Baby get even in the equation? Nobody's ever seen this nigga hoop, ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I was confused, like, and Klay is out here hooping like he got them on an AAU team during the pandemic. So, of course, he's the best one in shape. Yeah. Jack Harlow is capable of making a couple layups, you know what I'm saying? So, but shout out to them. I figured they would win. Quavo had 17 points, 14 assists. Real Wilt Chamberlain, Oscar Robinson.
That nigga had going Ice on. Cube with good day numbers, man.
Hey, I always wonder how you fucked around and got a triple double. You know what?
You ain't know who he was on the court with.
He might have been on the court with Jack Harlow, a little baby.
Definitely little babies out there.
Speaking of that, did y'all see Jack Harlow's high school, middle school, whatever rap going viral?
I didn't listen to it. I just seen it.
That nigga was spitting, bro.
Oh, maybe I need to hear it.
That nigga was spitting.
I heard it.
That's beat.
That nigga said it's the realest shit ever.
Put it like this. Kendrick Lamar ain't been on that shit, been on Twitter in 4 years, and he got on Twitter and liked that shit.
Nah, nigga, I gotta go like this shit my damn self.
Yeah.
It looked like Kid Bop, though.
Nah, the nigga, and that's the funny part, though. It looked like Kid Bop, but he was actually had some bars. Like, it wasn't no gangster shit. I mean, Jack Harlow don't rap about gangster shit.
He don't rap about gangster shit.
He rap his truth. But the shit was hard, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all think that, y'all watch the dunk contest?
Yeah.
How'd y'all
think about that, man?
Trash.
I think it was okay. I think it didn't do it any justice because they had to rush the actual dunk contest because it was just during halftime.
Yeah.
So I think that was an issue. But I think
they robbed Homie in that first dunk. That first dunk was hard, bro.
Where he did the through the legs off the leg, he jumped on with the left. That's right-handed.
They get that nigga like that.
Josh Smith, that was Josh Smith. Out there hating.
Hating, bro.
Out there hating.
Crazy.
He thought he was
sick. Yeah, last dunk, where he tried to kiss the rim. If he had got that.
If he would have kissed that rim,
that's up there.
That would have been it. Now, I'm happy he didn't because he might have lost a tooth.
Yeah.
A nigga might have caught Corona.
But you know what? He catching W's on and off the court. Did y'all see that nigga girlfriend?
Oh, nah, he went.
Ooh, wee.
He went. Shout out to, wasn't it Anthony Simons?
Yeah, that boy got this. Go ahead, young nigga.
Appreciate y'all pulling up, man.
So the question is, I think about that, like, would y'all prefer him to get rid of a contest, one of the contests, and do a King of the Court?
My thing is, it'll be the same problem if the best players don't play.
Yeah.
If the best people don't compete. The problem is the contest.
Yeah, you don't want to see LeBron do it. Well, see, that's why you have to do, like, King of the Court, 2 dribbles.
Mm.
3 dribbles.
And they be doing that shit anyway.
Yeah, they do that shit now.
Your shit, the Olympic practice that you see. Yeah. You go on YouTube, you see them niggas doing that shit. So
maybe to risk injury, not risk injury. But
I think it's like risk of embarrassed, like losing. Like, if you got a reputation of knowing to be the best one-on-one player or one of them, and a nigga just like outclass you on national TV, man, I look good for your brand. That's what I said, LeBron never did a dunk contest.
Quick, give me who you think will win King of the Court.
Katie.
I got Katie or James Harden.
I'm going Dame.
Nah.
I think he don't got the size.
Katie.
Especially if we doing like 2-3 dribbles.
Katie.
You don't.
You just start at the top of the key?
The side. I know, but you don't do King of the Court from way out
okay,
there.
Okay, you start from the block.
You post it up, you get that ball.
Try to change the rules real quick.
You make your moves. So. I mean, that's just the way they do it like in the Olympic practice and shit like that. But anyway. Shout out to All-Star Weekend. Coming to America. Coming to America. So we predicted what we would think of the movie. I'm going to let Brandon go first. Brandon, what you thought about the movie?
It was all right.
Mm.
if I never saw the first one, I think this movie would have been a lot better. I feel like it was a lot of reaching for the jokes. Like, they didn't have to try to be as jokey-jokey as they was, but it wasn't trash. I'll say that much.
It wasn't trash. Go ahead, Justin. What's your thoughts on the movie?
I probably have never watched it again.
Did your prediction come true?
That shit was more ass than Megan Thee Stallion double cheeked up on a Sunday with a yellow sundress on. Double cheeked up. I'm talking about no pants.
Wednesday afternoon.
So look, man. My issue is, like, I mean, and this is about to be a spoiler alert, but I just had so many damn issues with it. Like, for one, this nigga ain't never even get no DNA test. But that's fake. I'm joking. But
fuck,
I do think, like, damn, this nigga was in love with the hair braider just because she twisted him up. Like, she twisted his hair and he was in love.
Boy, that fell in love at first sight, bro. First conversation.
Well, you didn't like the plot, man.
And then it was just, it was like three scenes, the whole movie changed the scenes. Like, they was at Rick Ross' house, and they was at the barbershop, and then they went to his house in the hood in Queens. Like, it just felt rushed. Like, everything felt so rushed to me. You know what I'm saying?
Did you laugh?
No. No. What a king, what a mighty king. The midnight train to Zamunda. Bro, I was bad. Come on, man.
I
put it like this. It was just too popcorn for me. And I just feel like you trying to remake a movie from 30 plus years ago, from 31 years ago, that's hard to do, especially a classic. You know what I mean? For one, I'm not the hugest fan of Coming to America. I think it's a good movie. But it's the same thing, bro. We don't need remakes of everything.
I think that's just the bigger issue. We need some more original ideas.
One more thing before you get started. I'm sorry. The main problem I had was the whole time they was talking about how the sister was up next, right? So I'm thinking because in the first one, basically, Eddie Murphy went against the rules,
mm-hmm.
against the tradition. So I thought that eventually either the brother would give the sister the spot, or he would be like, you know what, I'm going to give her the spot, or give both of y'all the spot, or give you the spot, and I got
that. That's
what
he did at the end.
He didn't give it to the girl, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought the son still had it.
Nah, he was supposed to be like the Emperor of the United States or some shit.
Oh, shit, see, man.
Yeah, he was already drunk by that point. Oh. Hey, but Tiana Taylor looked great in that movie.
So I saw Tiana Taylor.
She looked good.
I just think the bigger issue, man, is like we need more original ideas for movies. Like, stop, leave well enough alone. Like, Friday, they trying to redo Friday without Mr. Diner. They trying to redo, he's trying to redo everything. I personally didn't need the Lion King remade. I don't even know that shit, bro. Y'all make some original ideas. Stop living off the 90s.
Facts. Where's the new Well, that's the thing. We know it's creators out here. We know it's good writers out here. It's just for whatever reason, people just is like so infatuated with everything that was from the 90s that it's like they can't get their fucking ideas out. Like, why do we need that? It just seemed too rushed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe it was good. I feel like this. It was good for a kid. Like you said, if you've never seen the first one, or if you're young, I feel like it was for more so the younger crowd.
Yeah.
Not really for the adult crowd, so.
It was Wakanda 2.0.
Yeah, Rick Ross had the best part in the movie. Shit. That nigga had his Wakanda accent down pat. So, you know, Scary Hours 2.
Drizzy's
back.
Hot take.
He dropped a three-pack. Scary Hours 2. First song was the one that leaked.
What's next?
Hey, I think that one leaked by accident, for real. I don't think that was a purpose leak.
I think Drake leaked all his shit.
I do too, but that one...
You think Drake leaked all his shit on purpose?
He leaked that one last week. That shit came out last week, and then it was like hella, basketball players playing it, like already had it and shit. And then the video was already shot. Like, he dropped a video along with the three-pack. So that seemed like strategy.
I think that's a single. That ain't a leak. That was just a single.
I think it's just something to hold us over.
Cause that one right there, that's for the album.
Usually when he do these three packs, they don't make it to the album.
Usually don't, but that one just seemed like...
Nah, I think he... I mean, Drake is like the Lucy King. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you let him go.
This is the nigga who had a Lucy album, so... Like, think about it. Like, 0 to 100, that was a Lucy. Like, he got a lot of Lucy tracks. So I think that was just Drake doing his regular strategy. Like, I'm going to put this Lucy out. He had the shit with Lil Baby next. I feel like Lil Baby spazzed on that motherfucker.
Me too.
You know.
I know Neil Young was like.
And then the last one, you know, Drake, I guess he listened to Lil Baby and he got his feelings and that nigga spazzed on him.
Lemon pepper.
That was just a Drake beat, though. Like, that whole shit was just... That was a perfect combo on that song. Like, having Rick Ross and Drake and that beat, like, that shit just...
That nigga made everybody feel broke. Listen to that shit. That nigga was talking so greasy on there. You nigga talking about, yeah, I just had brunch with the judge. I'm about to stand before. Like this nigga was talking so greasy on there. I just was like, this... Mm. The nigga bring out that face...
Like, you know Drake is like, he like the king of IG captions. Every time he drops, he dropping some quotables that everybody gonna use.
Listen, y'all better write them down. Get your pictures out before
get your pictures out. I ain't did a crime. My brothers can never use. That's your heart.
Yeah, that nigga.
I like it, man. I think Drizzy even remind everybody he the hottest nigga, bro.
Even the video. The video he dropped for the first one, that shit was so hard. This nigga was in a Maybach truck with a snowplow attached to it, hiking out the window. He was at the top of the cabin, you know, that big-ass building in Toronto. Like, he was in that motherfucker, like, I don't know, man. That lemon pepper, that was my shit. What's y'all top three wings?
Oh,
top three wings.
Shout out to Be Home, man. He put me on the,
Hot honey barbecue with lemon pepper sprinkles. If you ain't tried it, go try it.
The honey barbecue with lemon pepper sprinkles. That's
the stuff. Hot honey barbecue.
What's your other two?
Lemon pepper dry.
Okay.
And shit. I just like some regular fried hot wings, man.
Honey mustard wings. Shit hard, bro.
Those are straight. I think for me, I like garlic parmesan. Mm. I like hot lemon pepper. Damn, lemon pepper dry. Hot honey barbecue with lemon pepper. Goddamn, I'm getting hungry.
Nope.
I'm getting hungry.
Hey, Merz, I'll be there Friday for that question, man.
Pretty much. So, y'all boy Tory was on the, Brandon boy Tory was on Instagram Live crying.
First off, did y'all listen to the album?
I didn't listen to it. But Tory make good music. Like,
I like Tory.
He ain't been found guilty yet.
I like Tory.
You gonna kill him already?
You ain't killed T.I.
yet.
Not necessarily. It's not.
T.I. ain't killed him.
Can I finish?
Shouts out to him.
Because the reason, the difference between Tory and T.I. is that there's a face on it. Like, Megan put her face on it and said, he did it. Then, for me, I was kind of through with the album because he put out the album and it was just like, so vague. Like, it was like, bro, like, don't say nothing. I think I'm more, and it's not more so like I'm not listening to him because I feel like he's guilty. I'm listening more. I'm not listening to him more because he's more so annoying to me right now at this point. To be honest with you, like, that's really what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was done once I seen a nigga walking around with the big ass patch in his head trying to hoop. Like, bro, this nigga took his install out to go hoop. You know what I'm saying?
And he won't fuck it up, man. Shit, he has somewhere to go that night. But the album good, though, man.
I'm going to listen to it. I heard he got the track with Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's the only thing on the album. I looked at the track list.
So I'm going to listen to it. He good for, like, a... Keep a...
Don't get me wrong. Tory Lanez is one of the most talented artists in the game.
But y'all feel he being blackballed?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Y'all feel it's justified right now?
They got to do what they got to do right now.
I'm going to put it like this, bro. I don't think it's fair. I don't live in the world where, like, this is what it should be. Like, he's beating a dead horse.
Mm, you already know what's going on.
Yeah, so my thing is, you know the politics is coming behind it, bro. And you just got to be low. Like, put out your album. You just pick. It's not like it's... I mean, that might be stopping your stream money and shit. I get it. But at the same time, nigga, you just had some of the most shows at All-Star Weekend. So clearly folks don't give a fuck. But
he's still number one on the R&B chart. So.
If y'all want to know what we're talking about, basically he tweeted. He said, come on, at Spotify. I've been an active artist on y'all platform for over 7 years. but the way y'all are treating my music and new releases on the platform are wrong and unjust. As a black man in these times, you should be not trying to censor or silence me. And I think that's what really made me not want to listen to the album. Like, nigga, don't pull the black card. Because allegedly, you shot a black woman. So, like, I didn't, like, he act like
he doing it. He said allegedly.
That's what I'm saying. One thing is he's saying it like as if, the way he's saying it is if, like, nothing happened.
Like, he's just,
like, I'm just a black man. And you just, like, don't throw the black man. I hate when the niggas do that. Don't throw the black man in there. Like, I think if, like, if Jack Harlow would have shot Megan Thee Stallion or G-Eazy, they probably would have blackballed his ass, too. You know what I'm saying? So, let's not go there with it. Like, let's not say it's because I'm black. You know what I mean? So, he also clarified that statement. Let me see. I got the audio.
First and foremost, I want to shout out all the umbrellas, all my fans out there for what y'all just did.
Umbrella.
We number one with the R&B charts on the R&B charts of iTunes Music. We number one on the R&B charts of Apple Music. What y'all did right there, what people don't understand, my music right now, the platforms got it in a way where when you look at my, when you look at the homepage of these platforms, you can't even find my music. You can't find it nowhere. It's as if I never even dropped nothing. So in order for people to actually have my music chart anywhere, they got to go search for it and individually look for my name and all kind of stuff like that. And it's crazy because they brought it to number one. But I just ask, like, at some point, when does this not seem to be unfair to y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like y'all are treating me as somebody that y'all think I am and not treating me as the person that I actually am. That's not fair. Y'all don't know my life.
All right. So, he's 100% right. Don't get me wrong. He's 100% right. But in 2021, we kind of know the politics behind the game. And I just feel like it's not doing you no justice getting online doing that. Them folks don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many people pressing buttons. She's on the Rock Nation. Come on, man.
You think he's doing that for the label or for the fans?
He's trying to get the fans to put pressure on the streaming platforms. But the fans versus the top dogs who at the, you know what I'm saying? Imagine whoever the owner of fucking Warner Brothers or whoever that is.
Shit,
you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, yo, we're gonna pull these top artists from your streaming platform. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, Megan Thee Stallion is more valuable to those streaming farms, to them streaming platforms than Tory Lanez is. So
it's just right now, like, if this same shit would have happened in, let's just say, 2000, he would have been good.
I don't think so.
2000 wasn't as big of a cancel culture as it is now.
We've never, but you can't say that because we've never seen, like, we've seen rappers shoot rappers, we've seen rappers get shot, we've seen rappers commit crimes, but we've never seen a rapper, a man, shoot another woman.
Allegedly.
Like, even Dr. Dre, like, it's rumors that Dr. Dre shot at somebody, but it's not, it's never, no, he shot somebody. Like, I think if you beat up a girl, you hit a girl back then, is there, but you shoot somebody, I don't know, we never
seen
it.
I don't see it, what's the difference? Because, you know, the only reason I say that now, because if you beat up a girl now, it'll be the same thing.
So you think, let's say that.
It's just how you frame the story.
Let's say Ja Rule shot Ashanti in the foot.
Back then,
we've seen him get blackballed for less.
Where is Ja?
We've seen Ja Rule get blackballed for less.
But that was 50 Cent. That was different.
We've seen, but I'm saying, what I'm saying is we've seen other people get blackballed in the industry for less.
I think
so. Imagine if you were, like, if shooting a woman artist.
If you was big artist, it would just be part of your story. As long as you had a hit coming.
I honestly think back in the day, the drama and shit would last longer.
I don't think he'd be canceled. He's
not canceled.
Like, I don't think he'd be blackballed.
Tori's not canceled right now.
So back then, you don't think he'll be on radio if he had a hit? If they shot a girl? I think that he would...
Nah.
Back then, radio was...
They really didn't give a fuck. As long as you're going to sell records, they're going to...
It's iffy, but I do think that it's not necessary. I think that it might be a little worse.
Shit, it is what it is, man. What else we got? We'll be on this shit all day.
All right, we got... Did y'all see Kodak Black versus Pooh Sensitive? I mean, Pooh Shiesty?
Pooh Sensitive, okay.
Did y'all see that?
You're going with this.
Hold on. Did you see that?
That's why I wanted Monopoly money, nigga. I was going to beat both of them niggas. I started that shit, bro.
So, to be honest with you, I think this started from... I seen, like, on Academics a few days before yesterday,
Hold on. You going to address that?
What happened?
The comment, we got a comment, shouts out to us, says, if Meg wasn't big and black, women ain't care. It wouldn't matter.
She said what?
Look at the allegations with Trey Songz. They aren't enough to stick, and women don't care.
I mean, they just look at it as Trey Songz, and they want to fuck them, so that's why they don't really care. They think they lying and shit.
If women don't put the pressure, then it won't change it. So you know men ain't gonna do it.
So is it the gun that put the pressure to the women off with Meg, or is it because it was, if Trey Songz would have shot Meg, would it still been the same reaction?
I agree with you. I think
I still don't get the point. What are we saying? I'm trying to get break it down to me. What are we trying to say?
Why it's not as big as a deal?
Oh, she's saying if it wasn't Meg.
Yeah.
If it was somebody else.
That's not like. They don't stick enough to, and women don't care. That was her point.
It is a lot more women.
Let's take a bigger man.
Don't care. It is. That's true.
Take a bigger man than like a more glorified man than Trey Songz. I mean, Tory that shot Meg, and they had to be bigger than Meg.
I don't think it depends on rank.
It wouldn't be the same back then. I don't think so.
I don't know, I'm trying to see if it'll be repercussions. I'm trying to see if it'll be worse. I think it just depends on who it is.
Shit out that girl. Oh, man, everybody.
Yeah, but Miss Shalane wasn't no big artist. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it was a big artist.
You saying this
to Meg coming off of number one, getting shot in the foot.
That's what I'm saying, we don't have the visual.
Like, imagine a hip-hop artist. Imagine Biggie shot Lil' Kim in the foot. And Lil' Kim just had the number one album in the country.
That shit wouldn't do shit to Biggie.
I saw it in Beyonce. Imagine, you know what I'm saying?
Lil' Kim came out saying, I'm a woman scorner, and he shot
Biggie. Yeah, like, you see how they did Left Out, goddamn, when she burnt down. So I just say, like, if a nigga would have shot, think about it, if a nigga would have shot Left Eye in the foot. All hell would have broke loose. That's how I look at it. I don't know. But, you know, we'll get said on here and we'll talk about that. Like I said, Pooh Shiesty versus Kodak Black. So what I was saying was, I think Kodak, it was a post somebody put up. And it was like, academics put up. It was like 9 or 10 rappers on a board, right? And on the board it said, were all these people influenced by Kodak Black? And one of them was Pooh Shiesty on it, right? So I'm assuming this is where that conversation carried over from.
Mm-hmm.
So Kodak got on there. I was going to play the audio, but Kodak don't speak in complete sentences anyway.
Damn, don't do one nigga like
so,
that.
So, man, you know they don't speak in complete sentences. So I'm going to just say, well, Kodak was basically trying to say, like, I am influential. I am an influential artist. People have been, you know, jacking me for years, basically. He said, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think he even said something about, like, you know, I started this money spread and shit. Which, he was the first rapper. I'm sure Kodak probably didn't. Maybe, I think that's a Florida thing. But Kodak, he definitely was the first person I seen in the industry doing all this.
He was the first one to do it how he did it.
Yeah. So, Pooh Shiesty jumped out the motherfucking window and was like, hey, nigga, you talking about me? Like,
hit dog on holler.
And that's exactly how I felt about it. Like, it was sensitive. So they were going back and forth. And Pooh Shiesty said, like, basically,
pull up.
I wasn't influenced from you. I was influenced from Chief Keef.
Yeah.
If anything.
I ain't never seen Chief Keef for no money.
I was 12 years old. I mean, you can kind of hear the drill.
They talk about the beat.
Yeah, just his music-wise. But he was just saying, like, you know, I'm not influenced from you. You know what I'm saying? The fans, I see, put up a video of Pooh Shiesty going, please, please, please.
Is this you?
So, me personally, I guess I just start with my opinion. One, this whole argument and shit is very unnecessary and stupid.
It's dumb as fuck.
It's stupid. But, I'm a stupid today level and we just gonna have this conversation for sake of debate, right? I don't think Kodak is wrong. I thought about it. Think about how influential Kodak is. Bodak Yellow just went diamond today. Shout out to Cardi B, first woman ever to have a diamond record.
Damn.
I mean, that's one in itself. Rapper, yeah. The sample. Oh, rapper. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. The sample. That's what I meant to say.
I got confused.
Mariah got something to say. Whitney got something to say.
Yeah.
That's
big, though.
You got that.
But I think he or I on there, so he get a plaque, too.
Yeah.
So
you got,
he credited.
Megan Stein took his whole campaign just off of one. He said, driving the boat. Let me drive the boat.
Mm.
She literally made that her brand, walking around pouring liquor in motherfuckers' mouth. You know what I'm saying? That was like part of her success. You know what I'm saying? Think about it again. NBA Youngboy, he had his own little version. Kodak, when he was in jail, remember he put up the whole video of NBA Youngboy doing all the shit that he do. The fucking Kodak bop. He had his own little remix version of that. Like, we not going to say Kodak don't have the influence.
Bro.
It is dumb.
It's because, yes, all that can be true.
Yes.
But you think Kodak is just he didn't get influenced by somebody?
No, he did.
No, I'm saying arguments sake. So if I'm
he didn't say that.
I'm like, bro, like, I got it from the nigga you got it from. Now, you're
influenced.
Say it. Say not long enough to do it. Say that.
Everybody gets influenced from people. Like, yeah. It's like sampling. It's just.
Okay, so I say this. I don't think that Kodak was saying that he don't get influence from other people. He never said Pusheyfe's name. Pusheyfe jumped out the window and said that. You feel me? So that's why I was like, that's why he didn't even want to argue. He said, yo, keep it, he's like, just keep it at that. Just like, let's not, he basically saying like, let's not go any further than this. Like, this is like, he wasn't saying this is stupid, but he was just like saying, bro, just keep it cute, bro. Let's not go any further. Because Pusheyfe was really hurt. He was like, bro, I lost all respect for you. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, god damn, bro. But Pusheyfe young. I think he's 20, 21. Like, he's
hot, nigga.
And I think that's the problem with the music industry now, especially the hip-hop game. So, like, you know how niggas say, like, women are more feisty with each other? Yeah. But I really feel like in the music, in the hip-hop industry, it's more so the men.
Niggas sensitive, man.
Are super sensitive with each other. Because my whole thing is, like...
Y'all can't hear us, man? Let us know. We need to be louder, or what's up?
So, my thing is, like, you see, like, why can't rappers just give each other their credit? We know y'all listen to each other's music. We know that y'all are influenced from each other. But I just think that that's a weird, like, that these rappers can't show each other love. I think that's really the problem right there, so.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they say, like, artists are hella sensitive with their work.
Yeah.
But, shit.
We sound far out here. What are we talking about? Let me see.
Shit. Okay. Turn your volume up, then. Shit. Can't have it both ways, man.
Oh, no. Hold on. We're going to see what we can do for y'all.
Man, y'all just keep going. Man. I'm gonna do
so, that. Yeah, but what you think? What you think about it, though?
I think the conference is just dumb, but, like... If you want to get petty, yeah, more likely. Obviously, he got put on Front Street. You saw him doing it. He looked young, looked like a young, dirty nigga. Not a young, dirty nigga, but he looked like a young, influencing nigga. And now he got some buzz. He wants to kind of keep it like, I'm original. So he doesn't want to look like, oh, you just Kodak baby, a Kodak child. So
yeah.
It's just trying to defend your honor type
shit. There's his own, like, don't get me wrong, Pusheyfe, you got your own original style. But yes, it's influence from somebody. Like, it's kind of like back in the day, like when the Migos dropped, people have done that flow before. Like, you could go to 3-6 Mafia. Now you probably gotta keep it sideways. You gonna have to keep it sideways, bro. Just keep it like that.
Look.
So yeah, we got like I said, if you listen to 3-6 Mafia, you can literally hear that flow. But the Migos is gonna have their own original style to it. They gonna have their own swag. They own, you know what I mean? Like, that's just the way the world works. Nothing has been done for the first time at this point, damn near in 2021, in the music industry. So I just think that, and then Pusheyfe started putting up pictures of him when he was like 12 years old with like $30. It wasn't even a money spread. Like, you know, like, remember, yeah, like, when Migos first came out, they used to hold their money.
Yeah.
And every fish.
Yeah.
That was the style. And so they're like,
That's not.
You really jumping off the window for this one. And I really don't feel like Kodak is really trying to be, was trying to necessarily point you out like the shit. They were just in the club together.
It started all from academic shit. Yeah, y'all just have to turn your phone sideways.
Link the shit to your TV and turn that motherfucker on up. You got Bluetooth? So, yeah, I mean.
Fire, when I see all this shit like versus. Shout out, man. Hey, bro, we getting it together, man.
Maybe next time we'll try YouTube Live, you know what I'm saying? We're working out the kinks.
Man, together, I was talking about cameraman was here.
Y'all fuck with us, man.
Solid hey, just turn your phone to the side for a minute, man.
Hey, hey, it's a little Chris fault, too. He our audio, our video, man, and this nigga just didn't come. So everybody go to Superboy Chris page and say, damn, nigga, you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So...
Anyway, all of that.
Damn, my mama on here laughing.
Mama! Also, all right, we'll talk a little louder. I mean, that's all you can do, so.
Hey, but do it sound better, though? Do it sound as far? I mean,
y'all let us know.
Y'all just let us know, man.
Get back
so,
to it.
We'll get back to it. So, something quick. Lil Durk and Lil Baby is teasing a mixtape.
Bro, I've been wrong a little bit, man. Niggas letting me know. I didn't think he had ends go gold. Personally, I just don't hear him. I don't hear his songs.
That's because Lil Durk is kind of like Meek Mill. Not like when he first... No, I'm not even trying to clown. I'm saying like Meek Mill had... When Meek Mill came out, he had... Don't get me wrong. He had like right post like NG... what's they called?
MMG, self-made.
What I'm trying to say is... He got songs on the radio, but mostly his most popping songs are in the streets. Like, he's a street artist. So, you know how, like, they
just... you go to a strip club, you gonna hear that?
Yes.
Now you will. Because, like, when Meek started, you heard, like, I'm a boss.
What I'm saying is, but it was, once MMG died down, he was kind of the hottest nigga still.
Yeah.
Like, Ross had chilled out for a little bit. Wale was getting blackballed or he was goddamn eliminating his own self. So you still have Meek Mill. So what I'm saying is Lil Durk, he's kind of in that lane right now. I really feel like Lil Baby and Lil Durk are the number one and number two street artists right now. Number one and number two.
That's crazy. I hear more Pusha.
Pusha's even hot, but see, look, Pusha's even hot.
He's probably on the way.
Yeah.
He ain't there yet.
Pusha's even hot for 3 months.
I guess what I'm trying to say is like, I didn't know who Pusha was, but I heard him. Mm-hmm. Lil Durk, I know who Lil Durk. I've been knowing Lil Durk. See, I just don't hear his music as much.
I know you. You just sleep. Lil Durk. I'm not Russell, sometimes he be off a little bit. But I think that Lil Durk had a, ever since, I'm going to say this. I think King Von helped him out.
That's crazy.
I think King Von helped him out. Not saying that. I'm not talking about the death.
I'm talking about like...
Yeah. And I
crazy
think
story.
Just the I mean, shooting. I, like, ever seen like ever since he did, him and King Von got arrested for that shooting, that nigga just went up. That nigga just went up. He just been relentless dropping music, too.
I just need to hear it. I'm just...
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, once he collabed with Drake, you know, what could you do? So...
He's around Drake with Drake's.
Surround my boy Drake with Drake.
But very hard.
I think that's definitely one that's needed. I like to hear Lil Baby and Moneybagg one though too, just because they never miss. When I hear their music together, they never miss. So
yeah, Baby and Moneybagg.
They
really. If they had more music, you could start making an argument. You can fuck with better collab than Lil Baby and Gunna.
Hey, you notice ever since Gunna, like, the allegations came out that he snitched, you ain't heard him and Lil Baby rapping together no more? I'm just saying.
You think he disses himself from
him? I don't see them niggas hanging together. You know what I'm saying? I don't see them.
They might have, like, some family type dudes. I think they...
I'm not speculating, no. I'm just saying, like, that's an observation.
You think that's, like, a business decision? Like,
nah.
I fuck with you as a friend. Like, we cool, but we make a music, but since...
It could be, but
like niggas like, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to just rap with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not like a street decision, a business decision. Like, I don't want to even associate myself with that.
I don't think it's that deep.
It could be, but I think Lil Baby just the type of nigga. He stand on principles.
Oh,
and he a nigga that's been to prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's known.
I just feel like they're in two different moves right now.
I say that to say, because if it's a business decision, you can just lie. You get on an interview. Are you doing interview? No, we just ain't.
Well, everybody ever asked him about it.
So if somebody asked him, if it's a street principal,
that's what they're going to figure out what's going on.
I'd be like, I don't want
to. Maybe they just ain't, you know, maybe they ain't been with each other. I don't know. It could be nothing. But I'm just noticing, like, I ain't seen them niggas make no music together in a minute.
But he made music with Thug still.
So he ain't
snitching. Well, what else you got on there, man?
Shout out
to the family. Hey, tell me about this Papa John shit, bro.
So y'all remember, I think it was like
2 years ago. I got too.
I thought we got rid of Papa John a long time ago.
He came out, because he came out saying the N-word. Yeah. So they removed that nigga from, like, the company and everything.
Yeah, what?
The Papa John, he said the N-word.
I'll fuck you with
you. I was thinking that as
I know. If
I'm him. Obviously, nigga. But, the jokes that come out from that shit.
Ain't no edits on this
one. I see. But, and now he just came back, and then basically he's doing like counseling. Like he said, he said, I'm not a racist. I'm doing like, what do you say, 20 months counseling?
Oh, I got the audio. You want to hear that shit?
Yeah, let me speak on
it. Sorry, Instagram. I don't know if y'all motherfuckers don't hear it.
Hey, that piece of weak as hell from Papa John's anyway. That shit cut your mouth.
Cut your mouth?
That crust cut your mouth. That shit hard as fuck.
Hold on.
Yeah, man, you know. They got their jokes off of this, though.
Because you see these headlines coming out and smearing your good name.
Smearing your good name.
How many were seeing these headlines?
Oh, look who just joined.
Unbelievable. I couldn't understand it. I mean, again, we have a public board that paints its chairman. Complicit, passive, or active, they paint the founder as a racist. They know he's not a racist. It's just unbelievable. And I used to lay in bed just going, how did they do this? And we've had three goals for the last 20 months. Get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else because it's just not true.
This nigga said that he's been working 20 months on not saying nigga.
This nigga said... Cold all about you.
Wait. 20 months? White man?
Hey, Chris, don't think we don't see you. This guy on this live, too. You supposed to be here, man.
To get the nigga out of his diction and this his vocabulary.
Nigga, like, this whole shit was just... And anytime
he went to rehab for niggas.
Yeah. He went to rehab for niggas. That nigga had training. Boot camps to not say
nigga. I don't know how to say nigga.
So he was playing just a whole bunch of music, and then he had to not say it. So, like... It was killing this nigga on Twitter. It was killing this nigga on Twitter, like, every time you hear music.
It'd be one thing if he was sitting there rapping the songs. It ain't right, but if that's the only time it slipped...
It'd be more understandable.
Maybe.
But
it took him 20 months.
You gotta go to rehab because you can't stop saying nigga?
What the... Bruh. What did that nigga came out and say, yo, I grew up around black people?
No, he was saying, yo, I grew up around niggas.
Nah, it's like, you used to be in the car with him. You're like, I'm a reform man. Welcome back. You start, he turn on the radio.
You want to relapse? You want to relapse it?
First thing first, pass out to my nigga. That nigga start twitching and shit.
Come on, man.
Man,
nah. Don't nobody eat Papa John's anyway, so. Y'all want to hear my cap nigga of the week?
Who's the cap nigga of the week, bro?
Happy birthday to him, too. Bow Wow, Shad Moss, Shad Moss.
What do you do
this time? I had fun with
Shad. So yesterday, so today's his birthday, right?
Happy birthday, Bow Wow.
Tell me what y'all think he was trying to do. He put this up yesterday on Twitter. No birthday wishes, please. I can't keep up with the texts and all that. I'm just going to chill and play my PS5 and sit in the house. I just want tomorrow to be quiet. Thanks.
That's fine. Happy birthday. Keep
niggas,
moving.
Does that sound like happy?
Niggas love attention.
Coming
bro.
From his background.
Niggas love attention, bro.
I ain't never seen nobody be like, hey, I don't want no birthday wishes, so don't hit me up.
Why,
like,
niggas, why even say that? Just get off the internet.
Yeah, like...
And he let y'all know what he want. I ain't gonna call him cap for that.
Nah, that's cap.
Hey.
Go from Bow Wow, the nigga who said, they don't know it's me right now. Nigga, look here. That's all this nigga do is cap.
Hey, question, real quick. What you, Sarah said, what you think about Shaq owning all these Papa John's?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
I don't expect Shaquille O'Neal to change shit. Like, are we saying, like, do we expect him to...
I mean, you can look at it in two ways.
Oh, only Matt, Papa John's. Well, that dude, he don't work for them, dude.
He's still part of the board. Like, but he distanced himself. He's not in the face of Papa John's no more.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. If I'm Shaq, I mean, I'm still trying to get this money.
Yeah, I don't think that reflects Shaq as much. It's not like he... If they didn't do nothing about it, and that's still the brand,
yeah,
then I might have more of a problem with it. But it's a slippery slope we start doing that. There's a lot of racist entities that we do.
Shaq ain't finna get rid of his business for the white man.
So
Shaq is one of the biggest investors in the NBA. Like, he kind of like the Rick Ross of the NBA, goddamn. He owning everything, so...
Yeah, I don't expect him to.
Did y'all see Yaya Mayweather in the club?
Nah.
So they booked his young boy, other baby mama next to Yaya Mayweather, right? Now, she already was at the crib and they had a little kickback a couple days ago or something. And, you know, somebody on the Ox Court was playing Get It Back in Blood. Pooh Shiesty and Lil Durk. You know, Lil Durk. King Von, Quando Rondo, NBA Youngboy, that circle got a little tension, right? And so she was like, hey, turn that off. We won't play that shit in here. So that was in the club.
Was that club?
No, this wasn't in the club. This was at the crib. Right. So fast forward, they booked both of the baby mamas next to each other. So the other baby mama was turned up. She was like, I don't give a fuck. So Yaya Mayweather, she got like she was on the phone. And the whole section just had to, you know what I'm saying, go like this. So my question I would be like, is that loyalty or is that foolishness? Like, because we know that the song is hot.
That's loyalty. So sometimes you look foolish.
I thought you were calling the DJ.
Hey, but she's like, hey, babe, look, I told you not to play this, but,
now, how you look turned up to,
she did the best thing.
I just feel like this.
That's like you in the
toilet. You already caught a case for this nigga. You done stabbed up one of his baby mamas and shit. You done stabbed her up. You came back. Like, you just loyalty is proven.
You done stood in front of while he disrespected your father.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your loyalty is proven, like, I didn't say you gotta turn up to the song, but damn, the niggas in your section can't turn up to the song. The niggas in the section can't enjoy the song, bro.
Chi-Chi said, you know her friends wanted to vibe.
Ain't nobody listening. Bro, they was sitting there like this. Imagine Lil Durk saying, Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog. But you gotta be like this. You know you wanna turn up to that shit.
Imagine how it was for me going back to back. I just hope you hit the club.
See, they wouldn't even play. Because Dream Catcher still had a good reputation, even though Drake was fucking them up. But they had a reputation for still fucking niggas up. So I don't think they would have tried them like that. You get what I'm saying?
That would have been a problem.
Yeah. Whereas to, like, I mean, just some women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just some women.
I mean, that's just really how niggas is looking at it. So, I don't know. Speaking of, though, Back in Blood, niggas was talking about how them niggas was on the track beefing with each other in the song.
They said, I'm more shiesty than you.
I mean, we all know that line. That line was crazy, right? He said, Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog. But Pooh, you know I'm really shiesty. But that nigga said, what he said? If a nigga killer ain't there, you shouldn't wear no RIP shirt. Jesus. Now, I'm listening.
I feel like the only way that's true is if you know who the killer is.
I'm listening. We know who the killer is.
I know. And if you know who the killer is.
Okay, so I'm gonna shoot some bell. I think King Von was alive when he made the song. Because he was just saying, like,
we don't know that.
I'm up in that cut.
I know you're a prophet.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
That nigga went back in time in the future to get that ball off.
Them niggas were throwing balls.
Oh, you more psyched than me. All right, I got something for that.
And let me make an announcement, too. Announcement to IG Live. I think Instagram Live only lets you get an hour. So if it happens to cut off, stay rocking with us. We're going to cut it right back on. for the next hour.
Hey, we almost there for Fats and Captain with the scenario. We're gonna let y'all join in too with it. We might.
I'm
talking about with their comments. We gonna.
Oh, okay. Y'all write y'all comments all y'all want. You know what I'm saying? So
I knew what I was saying. Y'all ain't had to tell them.
All right. Matter of fact, where we at? We at 54 minutes. Actually, this is what we going to do, y'all.
Nah, let's just keep rocking it out, man.
We going to rock it out. But we about to go to...
Here we go, yo.
Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey.
Is Tia in here?
I see Tasia.
Well, you know, they probably watching this shit together.
Tia, yeah.
All right, so I seen Tia the other day. She was just asking about, like... people dating down, I guess, like beneath themselves, right? So it encouraged me to have this question.
Damn, I got a question off that question. Is it worse? Because, you know, I just won't see what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. So we going. Is it worse to cheat up or cheat down?
Is it worse or does it matter?
No, I'm saying, which one
it's
is worse?
It's worse to cheat down, easily.
Like... are you saying that from...
you got a girlfriend
cheated on?
No.
I'm cheating.
Say you're cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think it's more disrespectful for you to cheat up or cheat down?
That's a funny question. All right.
Then you going to cheat me with that ugly bitch? I think it's more disrespectful to cheat down. Because women is always in competition. And so, like, imagine... okay, it's one thing. Like, say you cheat on your girl with, like, an IG model. Like, a bad bitch. Like, you undeniably bad, right?
Mm.
She's going to be like, okay, I understand why he's attracted to her. He's still disloyal, but, you know, I can understand that. Now, if you cheat down, let's say you cheat down with some Rexputia-looking bitch, some other ass, you know what I'm saying?
Cheat down.
She's going to feel disrespected. She's going to be like, oh, my God, this nigga is disrespectful. I mean, he just cheated on me with one of the grossest.
Y'all not going to feel worried.
That's
not going to
be my answer.
Like, damn, this nigga.
No. Let me tell you why. If you're going to be a disrespectful nigga and cheat, because black man don't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
But
if
you're going to cheat, cheat down. Because if you're going to cheat, you don't want to make it feel like this shit was really like, oh, I might fall in love and actually leave you.
I would think like a girl would feel worse if you cheat down.
They might feel more insulted if you cheat up.
I just wanted some ass, I was horny,
I was drunk, whatever. You can use that excuse. Now you go with somebody.
Everybody's saying cheat down, bro.
Exactly what I'm saying. The same thing I'm saying.
No, the women are agreeing with us. You're saying if you cheat up, they feel more disrespected. They
want you to cheat down.
No, women don't. I mean, women don't want you to cheat, period.
Yeah.
what I'm saying is, I think a woman is going to understand more if you cheat up. Like, yo, this was a bad bitch. I still don't agree with you cheating, but damn, he just caught him a balance so I can kind of understand the attraction.
I don't know about that. You might be one foot out the door.
Yeah.
If you fuck on...
No. Okay.
Like you said, Rescue type shit.
But then, no, but you
y'all
play...
y'all
you got no, you that's play with their name. You play with their name if you cheating with a bitch that they feel like is ugly. Like, you playing with their name. It's one thing. Now they going to leave you. They like, oh, this nigga, this what he cheated on me with? For real? He cheated on me with a girl sister, bro.
The whole point of playing with your name, that's not going to fuck them up more psychologically, though. Like, damn, what's wrong with me? This nigga got cheated with Riz Fuchsia. Rather than cheating with a prior.
They might think that, but then they're also going to be still insulted, like, you cheated on me with this other ass bitch.
Right, so, yeah, but then the question going to come.
But right, get the comment.
Let's see it. Alright, y'all ain't got no questions.
Listen, if your girl cheated on you with Trey Songz,
which has happened,
right?
Not this girl, but it's happened. Hey, Trey.
Let's say Trey Songz, right?
This nigga trying to rub this shit in my face.
Mr. Senior,
I
was gonna
say Michael B. Jordan.
Alright,
we're
gonna say Michael B. Jordan, right?
Okay.
Or if she cheated on you with Sticky.
I'm gonna be insulted that my girl cheated on me with Sticky. I can't do nothing about fucking. Who did you just say?
Michael B. Jordan
fucked my bitch. Why is that
episode being a fuck my bitch comment?
Now, mind you, I may not keep you. I may. But at the same time, you cheat on me with that nigga with the nigga right there, that nigga.
See, I'm not saying this nigga ain't on my level. That's worse.
A nigga higher level than you, a nigga that looks uglier than you, and is on a lower level than you.
I didn't say it.
If it's a girl cheating, there's gonna be other reasons why. Like, fact. It don't have to be money. It could be some other
problems. You don't have no women on
your own. My sticky might get in before you do. Like,
all right, bro. Look like we good right now, so let's go ahead back to
what's your motherfucker would shoot down on me.
I just wanted to make sure we was going to make
it. Hey, remember what Chris Brown said when they were talking about Rihanna? They asked about Rihanna. He said, He said basically I don't care who she go with, but it got, but you know, she get points. She not gonna be with nobody that's below me.
And then she went and got a billionaire.
Exactly, nigga. That's the point. You supposed to go up, nigga, and it's stuck. That's all I'm saying. So anyway,
I saw a subject.
Lil Tay. Yep. Lil Tay is a nigga who keeps him some hoes.
Yep.
The only thing is Lil Tay's selection could be better by a long shot. It seems as if he dates down. One day his homies ask him, why does he date beneath himself? And he says, because better quality women take too much work.
Mm.
Do you agree with that sentiment? And what does that say about him?
I can't answer this truthfully.
Yes, you can. We ain't lie, bro. Ain't nobody gonna see this.
Word being lie?
No.
The stereotype is true. That's a stereotype. A girl who's considered more pretty is gonna have probably higher
high maintenance,
higher quality, higher standards versus a girl maybe who's not used to being that lit. So if you're dating down, you're the catch. So her expectation is you the prize. So I ain't got to do nothing else. You got me. That's however it works. I'm not saying...
So what do you say about niggas who date, below? Is there... Well, okay. You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
You can. I'll go next.
From my experience, just my experience, not necessarily from, people, women I've dealt with. I'm just saying, when I see niggas usually dealing with a woman that's clearly beneath them, because usually, it's nothing to see a woman date down.
That's good shit. What does dating down mean?
It's a combination of things. It might be when I see a nigga date down, it's like a nigga. It might be a handsome nigga. Or you know that he can pull. You know the type of girls he can pull. But he'd rather fuck with the challenged girls. Or it could,
I didn't want to say it.
I would say a woman that dates beneath, it's more common for a woman to date beneath, because women, what's the statistic, they say black women graduate college more than anybody, right? That's the stat I've seen. But what I'm saying is,
a black woman.
A nigga might be a bum, nigga might not have nothing going on, a woman gonna be there. Women are gonna support, they nurture, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying as far as a man, usually from the experiences that I've seen, because I've never indulged in this, but I've seen niggas who can pull just better quality women. Usually, they try to manipulate something. You definitely used to be one of them.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Before I got married, I always would keep me somebody.
They could buy you some Jordans.
They were beneficial for what it was beneficial for.
Exactly. You were using them.
I wasn't, because I was.
They were beneficial.
I was good to them, but they may not have been nobody that I would necessarily go out.
Wasn't good to them, because I should respect that you.
I had good conversation with him.
Your conversation ain't that good. Goddamn, you just seem like on this motherfucker. You barely talk that.
I still got my days though.
No, you're not.
I feel like sometimes.
listen. Don't listen to Brandon, y'all.
Now I'm just going to talk from past experience. Like, you know, sometimes you got to keep you one of those because you're not going to get the same.
You hear that?
No, let me
He got to keep you one of those. Keep you one of those. So basically, the girl that you dating down with, first of all, she's not the only one. You got to keep you one of those. That's screaming manipulation.
I mean, I might only hang out with her after midnight back then, but... I mean, we had one conversation. We had
that's something that's
don't take her in public.
That's a girl don't take in public.
No.
Okay.
Because you're
so. What are the benefits of having her?
Like, talk about. That's a little different than dating down. Cause dating down, nigga, he public with it.
No,
I was dating. He dating.
The world is not.
Crazy. So what I'm saying to continue what you were saying.
I'm saying it's beneficial, like.
What are the benefits? Sex, maybe some head, probably more head than sex.
All of that fall in the same line. I'm always going to eat whether I see her or not before the sun.
Everybody does that to an extent.
No.
No, they don't.
All right, girl got niggas named Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's. The nigga they got no business talking to, they might even...
Men don't, though. Men,
I knew a girl in middle school, high school. That was smart, that liked me, that wasn't really, what do you call them, other, that I, you know, led along a little bit so she can do my homework.
So are you just as wrong for dating a girl?
We can't fix the camera, bro. We got to keep it like this. They said they couldn't hear. We got to move it closer sideways.
Well, we probably,
Turn your phone sideways.
Turn your phone sideways.
I'm fucking with her down. Like, we talk about off camera, but like, and it was like, oh shit, but it was like, hey, it's beneficial for me.
She's a great woman. Everything else is good. Everybody not be cute.
Okay, so, but my question for you, is she fulfills all of it? What I'm saying is, what you just described, that's not dating down. If you like everything about her?
Nah, I didn't say I like anything about her.
You don't like nothing about her?
She was cool. I just was using her because she was doing my work. She liked me more than I liked her.
So you was dating down?
But, yeah, I said people do that though. You might flirt down. You might date down.
Every girlfriend that I've had, I never felt as if I was dating
down. You're not talking about girlfriends.
Anybody that I dated.
You never used a girl for
sex? No, because I used to watch this nigga. I'd be like, I don't know how he did it. You know they used to be on your ass. I'd be like, yo, how does this nigga do this shit?
But nigga, you used to reap the benefits too.
What? Name a friend?
No, I'm talking about the club. We might pay for us to get in the club. We might pay for a bottle. Like, we was always good.
I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't have sexual relations down. I've had sexual relations down with the girl. But dating down, I didn't date down. Like, when I was having a sexual relationship with a girl that I felt like was kind of down from my level, I kind of let her know the standards. Like, yo, we just fucking...
That's not dating. I think there's a difference doing that and a girl might
have the
Nike plug.
I feel like Brandon... And I'm not here to bash just you, bro. I apologize, bro. Yeah, just around the corner, we know what it is. What I'm saying is, Brandon blurred the lines. He stood on the gun line.
It was a gun line, bro.
Yeah, he was on the gun line. He gonna tell him what he want to hear.
But I never give you.
But at the same time, his actions may not necessarily be what he said.
Thank God for growth.
Thank God for growth. What's up, Kel? Big girls are the best.
I love you, baby.
Dude's dead ass. Who the fuck is this on?
What he said?
Dude's tripping.
Hey, we're going to talk about that later. Oh, that was my fault. Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
All right.
Shout out.
All right.
Hey, y'all want to know the best one, though?
This nigga whisper like me.
They can't hear me over there. The best one, though, is a fine girl with low self-esteem. But keep going. Let's go to the next question.
So you just talk better?
No, you build her up.
I ain't even.
That's why I ain't in the game.
I ain't even tell y'all Brandon had to be ready to commit suicide. But next one. All right.
Boy, baby.
Buddha, Trent, and Freddie are running down their types of women.
Mm.
Buddha says that he's attracted to dykes.
Huh?
Mm.
Trent and Freddie get on his ass and tell him that's some gay ass shit. Do you agree?
Wait, can we read that one more time? I got
Buddha, Trent, and Freddie.
I got that.
They running down they types of women.
I need me a stud.
Buddha said that he need a dyke. He said he got a dyke fetish. Trent and Freddie get on his ass and say, boy, that's some gay ass shit. Do you agree? Do you agree that that's some gay ass shit?
A nigga might be like a type of nigga where he get into fights and shit. He need his bitch to ride. So, like, he might need a like bitch that knock shit over, like, you know?
Yes, Brittany Dyke. Yes, Brittany Dyke.
So, your homie. Now he has, so, if I was like, y'all, bro, like, stud bitches.
Young and Maze. The nigga loves Young and Maze.
Damn, she might be on here. So, y'all know this nigga's on here to be talking about the girls that we know that are dykes. Like, damn, she look bad. Is that the same?
That's different.
How? What'd you say?
Because it's like, are you saying she look bad, I just wish she dressed like this? Or she look bad?
Nah, niggas would say like, damn, she look bad, I hit.
That's different.
You gay as hell, boy. You gay as hell.
Nah, hey,
she keep a penis in her pocket, nigga. Stop playing. If you are just, like, if you definitely, like, if it's like a girl, like, people, you know, certain people's definition of gay is like shit that you don't do without a woman, right? So like, to some people, it's like, you could goddamn, a man could fuck with a fucking dildo as long as a woman.
Yeah, it's only gay if it's man to man.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do gay by definition.
Okay, so what I'm saying is,
I think there's
a bloodline to the situation.
So
if I'm fucking with a nigga and all he like is women who think that they niggas, or wanna be niggas.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna
clean my teeth. You like to shut it off. Nigga, that's kinda weird, niggas.
That's weird.
Y'all out here sharing outfits. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
That's weird.
It's not gay, but it's weird.
I'm gonna think you're gay. I'm flaming the fuck out of here.
Y'all niggas playing for way less. Yeah. Y'all definitely gonna do it for
It's technically not gay. If I see a stud, right? So this is outside of Bubba. If I see a stud,
Bubba,
like, yo, that ain't the answer.
They both walking around here getting the same twist.
We ain't sure the same ball.
Nah, let me line your paper.
If I say yo. If you can like stop dressing like that, you be looking good. That's different.
I can
say
that.
I like when you dress like that. That turned me on. Nah, that's why.
Maybe growing up, he saw her before she went to the store, dressing like a nigga. So he knew what the body looked like before that. So if this is the one person, and I feel like y'all had history, I'm gonna give you a pass because you saw her. You see her past the clothes.
Hey, if you got 2, 3, or 4,
handsome as bitch,
as fuck. Y'all going to a wedding, and y'all both put on a suit. He's like, damn, bitch, you handsome as fuck.
You handsome as hell, fuck. Hell yeah, my nigga.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's on game.
That's on game, bro. It's only so long.
That's on me. So, yeah. Man, your bitch is like Chief Keith, nigga. Stop playing.
Nigga, you gay as hell.
Nah, that's why. It's obvious. If you be honest, there's some underlying things there.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Man.
All right, so for the first time ever, Brandon has a list of scenarios.
Two.
And he got two of these motherfuckers, and they kind of was some heat. So I'm going to save the other one that I had for next week.
Turn up.
All right.
I ain't reading
this. Tyrone? No, I knew he wasn't going to read that. Alright. Tyrone and Shayna have been married for 15 years. She finds out that, you know, from her doctor that she's unable to have sex anymore. Mm. He is uncertain on how their marriage will work, knowing they can no longer have sex. What would you do?
That mouth work?
That's how you work for the rest
of
the
life? No, I'm asking. Like,
yeah, of course the mouth work.
So just the, nah. Go ahead, Brandon.
It's my question. I wanted to see what that
is. Call me Shallow Shawty. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be like, oh, do you mind if I...
You get some pussy elsewhere?
Yeah, if I have sex elsewhere. Yeah, but, you know, I'll inform you. I'll run it by you. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't
know. If I'm married, I'm married. I'm trying to make it work. I'm not saying this is going to work.
No, you got to be realistic. But I think,
yeah,
realistically...
Babe, can I fuck out a bitch?
I was just like... Not me, but if this is my homie coming to me, I'll be like, man, maybe you need to be like, yeah, step out. But I don't think they would want to know everybody you fuck.
And that's why we're going to have a talk. So I'm going to be like, how you want me to do this?
Well, she'd be like, nah.
Do you want me to goddamn, right. Do you want Mario Winans? You don't want to know?
I don't want
to
know.
Or do you want to just goddamn me to keep it honest? You know what I'm saying? Future style. You know what I'm saying? We being honest.
What if you say you get like a hall pass, but it's like limited?
Okay, so like, what's the limit?
Like she
said. No, I mean like, I feel like, with you.
Like 10 times a month, 10 times a year, or like,
wait, 10 times a month?
Nah, not a month.
You can do it like a holiday, every holiday.
So goddamn, right now I'd be in the drop. So
nah, there's a lot of holidays.
So are we doing post office holidays? Like,
all of them.
Quarantine days. Wait, I need a white girl on Juneteenth.
That ain't gonna work, bro. It's Tuesday. Shit.
Like, what we doing here? Like, I'm sorry, that mouth is only gonna work so long. You know what I'm saying? And bang, I get it. But you need to go see a specialist. You know what I'm saying? Don't need to work so long.
It's over with.
It's over.
Damn, what happened? You pushed it down? Man, I can't hit the poo nanny no more.
She said, get creative, man. Go get you, Spread it on her.
Wait. Look, you get a pass on February 29th.
Every leap year.
So do the booty work, because then I got to stop trying. Do the booty work.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Do the booty work.
Hey.
That's all I'm saying.
We got two options.
Y'all saying? If she say no?
Hey, that's what
that is. Nah, we saying no.
At that 80-20, right? I'm staying. But we going to have a real ass conversation. Look.
We're going out with the fellas.
Do you want me to pay for it? Or we going to pick one person? And that's going to be the one person I can do
it with? Yeah, baby, I'm 30. So I at least plan on fucking 30, 40 more years. What am I supposed to do? I ain't never going to disrespect you, so that's why I said I want you to be a part of this. But do you expect any man, let's just be realistic, do you expect any man, I don't even expect no woman. Let's say that my dick don't work no more. I just tried everything.
This question really was...
I'm 30 years old. So now I'm supposed to sit here and goddamn just expect you not to get no dick no more?
You better get the glizzy. Stop playing, nigga.
Hey, yo, we would have, I ain't gonna lie, the roles in reverse, hey, look, this right here is
the
one.
Let's get a girl.
This the one nigga you can fuck with. That's it. And you would,
can I even lick the poonan? Like, there's a lot of questions behind it.
No, I'm just saying, like, if it was...
That shit got bad eyes on that shit.
If it was reverse, though, how would you feel?
That's what I just said. If they get
up... Nah, I'll be honest, I'll be like...
I'm gonna try to convince you to get a girlfriend.
I
don't want to be in that situation.
But nigga, everything else
is gonna throw everything away because you can't get no ass no more.
The toilet start working every day,
bro.
I'm gonna start going out. That same handyman keeps knocking on the door.
Yeah. If your dick don't work. So let's say that you say, okay, you can get a nigga that you strictly have sex with.
One.
How long do you think that's going to work before she just fucking him and she dip out?
Nah, I'm good.
That's right.
He's telling you for the streets. And goddamn, she gone.
Nah,
y'all
are
married.
Y'all been married for 15 years, bro. It's not like y'all just got married yesterday, so fuck it.
So hey, how are you going for Hollywood work? Get the hotel?
Hey, at our age, your parents were married 15 years. That's a long time.
Ain't no way.
I'm just saying, if it was reversed, I would expect to say that ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Listen. Ain't no way.
But like this, but you gonna live.
But I ain't got no stress. That's only my only stress. I can't get no ass. Oh, we're going to work this shit out.
That's a huge stress.
Yeah, but you gonna get what got in there.
That means no more kids.
Kids, I'm done.
Well,
I guess. I don't want to live like that, man.
Shit, y'all niggas crazy. Y'all get with some crazy girl.
Crazy real, that's what I am.
We got another one.
We got one more. Felicia.
This shit went more than an hour. Shout out.
Yeah. Felicia wanted to go to All-Star Weekend. Her boyfriend Marcus told her that he trusted her, but he did not want her to go because her friends were thots, and she could not financially afford to go, right? She asked for some money to go, and he said no because he didn't want her to go. He kept it straight up with her. She went, despite, you know what I'm saying, being financially unstable for the trip, and she was unable to make it back home. She calls Marcus to help her get back home, and he said no. Is he wrong?
Hell no, he ain't wrong. She, bitch, you ain't got no money. I really don't want you going out there fucking with you. Now you talking about something, I'm stuck? You damn right you stuck.
Don't
you
be stuck.
Stop playing with me. Hey, that's deemed for termination.
Hey, I tell her, hey, girl, you in Atlanta. Yeah, now you better. You better go on old Nat. Walk up
there. He's sweet. He's
better get that money. He better get home.
Like, nah.
Because
I ain't about to pay for your ass to get home now.
Okay. Oh, so, man. Me, I definitely feel that he's not wrong. Now, when I say I would handle it like that if I had the money to get her back,
I
probably wouldn't do it like that. I'll probably get her the money to get back, but we gonna have a nice little argument. And like you said, that's grounds to be like, bitch, get out of here.
Nah, I'm gonna be petty.
You don't? Yeah, I'm gonna be very petty.
Even if I give you money,
it's gonna be very petty.
And ain't gonna be the way.
Matter of fact, I want my money back too.
You flying Spirit?
Flying.
You right.
Man,
I'm give you the word.
The only reason that I'm even giving you the money to get back home is because we are a team. And you're my girl.
A team at this point. She done
tried it. You definitely just like, you try to disqualify yourself from the team. I told you I want you to go. I told you, and you just told me you ain't got no money. Damn. So you ain't got no money.
Them has been out there.
You got to smack it by our team.
Actually, you do got business. That's how you get money. Hey, anyway.
Her rent was due this day. What day was off star?
Sunday.
She just paid her damn rent on the first.
Yeah, he ain't wait till you get.
You ain't even get a whole another 2 weeks in to get the check yet.
Get the U-Haul.
You know what I'm saying? So like, if you take your ass, I'd have told her ass on junk. You take your ass down, then you better have the money to get back. You better have your money right.
I didn't want you going.
I didn't want you to go. I wasn't going to find that shit, and I knew you ain't had the money to go. Everything that happens after that is on you now. I hope you had a good time.
Because me, I know how to go down to All-Star Weekend and be broke and make it back.
I know how to go.
What was you doing?
I've been broke.
You ain't went to college or nothing before? You didn't know how to be broke?
You know what? Right. She must have been the girl that he was dating down with.
Hey, what you mean you went down there broke and you don't got no way back?
Where are we living at? Where are we from? Because everyone else besides any tech gas cheaper, like, what are you doing? Shit, you better go ahead and have. You don't even know how to be broke. You don't even know how to be broke. You have no business being out there. So now if we both go broke,
I gotta depend on me.
Cause you can't do shit. You can't even get back from Atlanta.
Come on now.
And then if you do get back, I'm wondering how you got back.
You saw some dick in that Maybach. Fuck it, y'all want another one?
At least make a quick OnlyFans.
We vibing out here. Let's do another one. Let's do one more.
Live still going, we good.
Yeah, live still going. Cousin Sticky. And his fiance have worked it out, y'all.
Damn. Is she kept doing?
I don't know. She gave it back to her.
This is an ongoing series.
They are discussing marriage, and Sticky said his new beliefs on marriage is that y'all should not be bonded by a piece of paper, and that y'all should just have a ceremony and be bonded by the soul.
I fuck with Sticky,
though. His girl said he has lost his mind, and that's just a way of him not wanting to be married. Who do you agree with?
Sticky.
So, this situation still stems from the previous...
Yeah, this is an ongoing series. She wanted to have... Okay, so last week...
Just last week.
His baby mama, his fiance, who's his baby mama number 6. That's Cousin Sticky's baby mama number 6.
This nigga Sticky broke.
Listen, so Shawty ain't never had no sex outside of Cousin Sticky. She waited until after she watched the Facts and Cap podcast before when we were saying to Tia, Tasia, Chi-Chi, and them that y'all got to go and be hoes and have hoe phases sometimes. She watched that and she felt that shit.
She needed a hoe phase.
So she basically was like, you know, she told him like, yo, can I have one more experience before I marry you? And he was like, hell no. So fast forward to this situation now. Fast forward to the situation now, he basically saying like he want to get married through the soul and have a ceremony, but he ain't trying to sign no papers. Like he don't think it make no sense to sign papers or whatever. So what do y'all think?
Like originally I agree, but like marriage with paperwork come with a lot of shit, insurance, you know, taxes. So there's a lot of benefits you get. Like legal benefits and shit. So it's more than just like it's more than just
she had. That was my thought.
It's more than just it's more than just a verbal agreement. So I can see why she'd be like, hell no, nigga, I want that money.
But
it's a sign that he don't trust her. If you're being real, it's a sign that he don't trust her. So he probably just want
That's not even know he love her. He's still trying to work that out. Because I wish my girl would have said some shit like that to me before the wedding. Like, what? You need more sex with somebody else.
She know her face.
I shouldn't. You shouldn't. Like they said, you should have never told me that. You should have just fucked the male stripper at the thing.
The bachelorette party?
No, let's say it the other way. Let's say that never happened, that she said that to Sticky. Like, and let's just say that this is just how he genuinely felt from the jump. Then what?
Then, if she loved him, she need to stick with that nigga. Cause
if she love him or if that's how she feels, cause like if she love him, you can love him right and not agree with that, right?
Yeah, but
you say need, like she need to.
I think she should. Like he'll take care of you.
So you're engaged, correct?
Yes.
So if you was to tell your girl that right now, you're like, y'all been thinking, and this is how I feel. Do you feel like she need to stick with you?
I'll take off looking at
Okay, so come from both sides.
Being kind of sticky, going looking for
signs. Y'all gonna be looking for some Oh my god, y'all looking for Chief Keef toasters. So, me personally, both ways, I'm gonna just say... I'm gonna just say, if this is a situation where... I think it was going on. We still good? What's that? Hold on, y'all. What's going on? Hold on. We might still be rocking. We still rocking.
Live video pause.
Oh, this nigga just need to change up his carrier settings, y'all.
I know.
All right. So.
We back.
We good.
Yeah, we good.
I'm looking at it right there. We good.
Be looking frozen though.
Just take a second.
Damn, frozen.
We good? We good, y'all?
Yeah, we
good. Okay, we rocking. We rocking. Alright. So, I would say if it's the, based off of the series, Cousin Sticky isn't wrong at all, but I would just tell Sticky, like, you better off just not being with her. Because you sound like you wanted to marry her and you was willing to do all that, and now that she's basically said some things, that's always going to be in the back of your head. So either y'all got to find a way to
change. That's a compromise, though.
If that's a compromise, then if she's not trying to fuck with it, then y'all should finish. You
know, I think that's a fair compromise.
I think it's primarily a fair compromise.
At least selfishly through his head. Maybe not from her point of view, but from me, it's understandable.
Yeah, so
what I'm saying
is, I get it, is what I'm trying to say. I get that.
Yeah.
Now, if we're just saying, like, clean slate, and this is just what he said, you're going to have a hard time. I'm telling you, you're going to have a hard time getting married.
But
thinking that that's what that is. Like, you having a whole ceremony just for the shit to really be, like, fake?
You saying that shit, you better take that shit to a bitch you dating down.
A woman, I mean, unless she gonna, like, unless y'all really just gonna fake the funk, like, if she gonna go change her last name and legally and all that bullshit, like, it just sounds like some, I don't know, Cousin Sticky, bro. You doing a lot.
Cuzzo!
You gonna have to do some kind of compromising with that one, bro. What do you think?
Hey man, you got a few packing caps for us, bro.
Speak on it, man. What would you do?
Yeah. Can I hear a question one more time? So I've been laughing for a minute.
Basically, Cousin Sticky, he said that he want to get married, just not on paper. Like, he believe that it's for your soul.
Hey, bro, let me tell you like this. Get married, really don't need no marriage, no piece of paper, no court, no judge, none of that. That shit ain't nothing but that shit is a contract with the government.
So why you did that?
I mean, because I wanted to do that. I wanted that. But if a nigga tells that he don't want... Sticky is a hot nigga. Sticky be in the street.
But why you doing
that? Sticky be robbing this shit. Like, he might take his girl down on a fucking case with him just because they got married.
Nigga was talking to kids. Look here, kids, bro. Marriage. Like, don't do that.
I understand why Sticky don't want nothing else in the paperwork.
You ain't finna convince no woman that you won't play like you married, but not be married.
Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We've been together 15 years.
And it might not be broke right now because you feel like you're working towards marriage. But then if a nigga spring to you that basically, I'm going to get you a ring and a ceremony, but we ain't going to legally be married.
What's the point? Y'all did everything else. Stuff
I'm
y'all
just saying.
You heard I said this little piece of paper that the white man done signed. Now some shit go down. Y'all
listen, I'm going to just say this. The only person benefiting from that is Sticky. And let's say that Sticky get money or whatever may happen. I feel like the only person benefiting from that is Sticky. Like in my job, you can't even get insurance with a girl that you're not married to.
Say it's your life partner, you can get it.
Not in my job. Yes, I asked about it. You can't do it.
Benefits different.
That's what I'm saying. Like you can't, like it's certain things that when you're married, you can do. So what I'm saying
but
is,
I mean, if she,
the only person benefiting from that situation is Sticky.
I'm just saying, like, this whole, but Sticky live a hot life, so why would you want Sticky out here? Now, he might fuck up her life.
He may have a job, but he also a thief.
Right. So Sticky go down. Say Sticky stole the identity to get this house they live in.
Listen, okay, I'm going to get this house together. Let me get my insurance. Let me put some life insurance on you. Because you gonna die, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, listen.
We on Fast and Cap, man. First Fast and Cap. Since we talking about marriage. Goddamn memory crazy. Fast and Cap. Should you marry somebody with a different religion? Fast and Cap.
I don't think that's as big of a deal as people make it seem.
Speak on it.
I mean, y'all married for y'all reasons. As long as you know how, like I always say, separate the two, shit can work. I don't necessarily think it's for me, but if I feel like it's possible to do.
Justin?
I mean, I guess that would be more along facts. Me personally, I don't believe in religion specifically, but I will say this. Like you said, if y'all can work it out, let's say that you Muslim and she Christian. But if that works for y'all, if y'all, because, you know, the old school saying is like you take the man's religion and all that. I've seen people who broke up because of that. I just think, like, how could you let something like that disrupt the fact that you love somebody? You know what I mean? I get it. And it's other factors that... What I'm saying is, I agree that maybe family members and shit may not like it, but at the end of the day, is you laying up with your family members in bed? You know what I'm saying? Nah.
You speaking for the other, like...
I just feel like this, my old lady, like, if my old lady was something and I was something else, but I love you. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be with you. I see myself with you. Everything shows me that you are the one for me. But you were raised under this umbrella, and I was raised under this one. And the only thing that's stopping us, especially if we can be together for this long without being married, right? The only thing that's stopping us is probably family, the church, whatever, wherever it is them. Me personally, I don't give a fuck. And if she don't give a fuck, then we don't give a fuck when we get married. Straight up.
I think it depends. But I lean more so no, it's cap, because it depends on how strong your faith is. If all your decisions is based on faith, because you can fall in love with anybody. Sometimes you see things. So let's say you're like a devout Buddhist, or let's say you're atheist, and you start talking to a Christian. Y'all become friends, y'all fall in love, but it's like, there's a conflict. If that person, there's only some conflict there. Conflict of interest. As far as raising kids, as far as lifestyle, as far as...
That's like the most extreme. That's very extreme.
What?
He's an atheist.
Atheist and a Christian.
I mean, I can understand why it don't work.
But it just depends.
What I'm saying, y'all can make it work.
It depends on how strong each person's
belief is. I agree. Now, would I say that the results are in your favor, the results y'all want are in your favor? No. But do I think that it can work? Yeah, if y'all speak on it and y'all, you know what I mean? Like, say y'all have a conversation and y'all figure out, you know what, if we have kids, I'm going to let them be this, or I'm going to let them make their own decision, or, you know, then y'all just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do I think the odds are in your favor? No.
I just think you start compromising your faith if you do. In some ways or form or other, depending on your religion, if you have to compromise your faith at all, then you shouldn't. Or if you feel pressure,
I can feel that.
If you have to compromise, because you love somebody, be like, but my religion dictates that I have to do this, this, and that, and you don't want to do this and that, then it's like,
see, I can agree with that.
Are you going to go away from your religion on these points to be with that person?
Yeah.
Some people make up their own religion.
I can agree with that. See, me, I think for me, it's just hard for me to answer that question just because, like I say, I'm not religious. So, I do believe in God, but I just don't think that, I think that I grab things from every religion. I think there's a lot of factors from every religion that I respect and I agree with. So why would I just limit myself to one? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I could be with somebody who just want to be, that if this is the religion that they respect and they want to be with, that's fine. Now, if you're, like I said, if you just have, if you're, like, if y'all are real, like, say you're deep into your faith, they deep into their faith, I don't think that it would even make it to the point where marriage is a possibility. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
I'm sure there's some weird examples of something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, somebody is going to sacrifice both. Somebody's sacrifice. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think that is necessary.
God understand.
Buddha. You understand? I need that Buddha.
Another one on marriage. Fact or cap. Is 1 month long enough to marry somebody?
Yep.
Fact or cap.
Facts.
Speak on it.
I feel like in that 1 month, you might know if that's who I want to marry and shit. Like, y'all can got now met each other in 1 week, been together every day for 2 weeks, and I eat together 14 days. From there, you might know. Y'all done basically stayed together. Y'all done lived enough together to know, like, hey,
I know how this nigga lives. I know how everything go. Fuck it. I could marry this nigga in 2 weeks later from now. It's very possible.
So I was reading some of the book, right? I found it interesting. I ain't saying like I agree with it, but they were saying like a lot of...
I'm going to get to it, my nigga. Don't worry.
They were saying like...
The only one not drinking, my nigga. I got you. Hold on. Let me go.
So, like, I was reading the book, and I seen like in other countries, their thing is to marry someone, and throughout the marriage, they still are learning about the person.
Like arranged marriages?
Yeah, like even, yeah. I guess the idea of arranged marriage, right? Dang. I'm not necessarily saying arranged marriage. Okay, so look, I'm not necessarily saying arranged marriage, but what I'm saying is like just in other countries, the idea of marriage is like you get married and you still learn about the person, and that's the exciting part of the marriage. Do I necessarily all the way agree with it? I don't know. But they also said the problem with Americans, and that's why they have like the highest divorce rate, is because basically they like burn out their relationship, then get married. I'm not necessarily saying I agree with either one, but what I'm saying is I can see the excitement in getting married in 1 month. Like if your bond is that strong, some people's bond is that strong. You know what I'm saying? I can never knock anybody because I'm sure. I met actually somebody at my old job I had. They said when they were 16.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say something about you.
No, they said they were both married at 16 and they knew each other for 2 months. Right? They had to ask their parents to sign off for the wedding. They basically begged and begged and pleaded. And they basically was like, you know what? We're going to let y'all get married. I give y'all 2 months. He said it was 40 years. They've been together 40 years. So I can't say that it's capped because I've seen it proven. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
I mean, my parents have been married for 31 years, and I'm only 31 years old. So
how long they knew each other before they got married?
Don't give me a lie. My parents got married young.
I'm talking about age. I'm talking about the length of how long they knew each other. Fact that. I'm going to quantify this by saying America, because culturally it's different.
Yes.
It's different because, like, but I think there's a lot of similarities, but it's just culturally, some places don't allow you to get divorced. It's frowned upon way different than it is in America. But I think arranged marriages, and overseas, they would get divorced if they could, if that was, like, a part of, if that was normal. They just forced to do
that. They might get stoned if they try to get...
I do it every situation.
I don't see it, bro. I'm not saying it can't work. I just think it's capped because I don't see you know somebody in a month. I don't care if you live with them. You just met somebody in a month.
So why is like y'all attraction is so strong? Y'all why get married? Each other all day, every day for a month.
Yeah, why get married? Why get married so fast? What's the rush?
What's the rush? I want to dedicate.
At that point, he was like, you know what? This is what I've always wanted. I'm ready to get married.
You know what you want. When it's time to get married, that's wild to me. Like, if my homeboy met a girl and they're like, yo, y'all look like a perfect couple. Y'all have an argument yet? Y'all have any disagreements yet?
Me personally, I agree with you. I agree with you. I would never do that. Right?
I'm saying it's possible.
But what all I'm saying is, it is possible because I've seen it. And
they still together?
Yeah, they said 4 years. They still together at the time. I mean, it was like 8 years ago, but it was a story they told me. So, like, I've seen it happen. Perfect. I'm saying it's rare. It's rare. It's definitely rare.
Like, where her coochie stopped working? You still, like, come on, you take more than a month to figure all that shit out, bro.
I mean, I think you should.
It's
very possible to do it in a month, and I know some people that need to wait 20 years before they get married.
I feel like that's the type of parent I would be, right? So, like, if my daughter was gung-ho, like, just day in and day out, night in and night out, she keep asking me to sign for this marriage, right? I'm going to go talk to her people, and I'm going to be like, look, fuck it, let them do it. Either way, it's either going to be a lesson or it's a blessing.
You saw 1W.
Oh.
say in the comments?
Tell him and me.
You said you said the reference, like the reference you used. You said you thought it.
I mean, like I said, it's rare. It is rare. I ain't saying that's gonna work for everybody. I ain't never said that. All I'm saying is what was your specific question?
Fact of cap is 1 month long enough to get married.
So what I'm saying is,
fact.
I've seen it happen. So yeah, it is.
Alright,
like I'll agree with it. I wouldn't do it.
So have y'all seen the Judas and the Black Messiah?
Nah. I seen most of it.
It's well, y'all know the main the nigga who's playing Fred.
Yeah.
He's Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? The nigga who played in Get Out.
Nigga from Wakanda, yeah.
Yeah, from Wakanda. But he's British,
yeah.
Right? So I seen something where I think Umar Johnson was talking about it, basically saying like...
He's about Dr. Umar.
And there's a bigger conversation. I'm just painting the picture. Whereas like, if you have historical figures, then they should be represented by people from that. There's enough actors where you can have it. Why have a British black play a historical black American? Versus, there's a lot of black actors, American actors. Or, for instance, there was a big old controversy. They had a trans movie. It was a movie, a trans character. And they had Scarlett Johansson sitting and play it. And they were like, they canceled it because of the backlash. They were like, why don't you, there's so many trans actors have a trans actor play it. They don't have representation. So, with all that being said, representation, you know, recycling the same Hollywood listers, I agree, fact of cap. When movies be doing important roles, they should have, they should cast the likeness of somebody. Or
I think that Dr. Umar Cap. And I'm not saying that, and I'm not necessarily saying that he's wrong, but I also think, though, that nigga is an outstanding actor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's from the UK, but he's still black, right? So if you all about black, why can't he be, you know what I mean? Can you say he's not suffered racism? Can you not say that he's not suffered anything? I don't know. I don't know that man's life. I can't say, you know what I mean? What I can say is this nigga acted his ass off. I can't say that it's not just about all the time likeness. You got to have the talent. And I'm not saying that he can't find nobody talented, but it might be easier for me to find this guy because I know, put it like this, I can guarantee that this guy going to deliver. I have seen this guy deliver before. I've seen his range. I've seen what he can do, right? Versus me having to spend extra money auditioning, finding the right person, doing all that shit matter. So it's like, damn, so now I got to keep, like, I'm doing all this just to find an American guy. But this guy, he's the truth. He's a monster.
Let me respond. I don't think I agree with that one. There's so many black American actors. That's not one where I would be like, you're going out your way to find a black
director. But you got to understand, this is one director looking for a specific talent. It might be a group of people. And we might say, this is the guy.
I agree.
Dr. Umar. And you're going to make that point. Tell me who you want on there then.
He named people. He named people.
Well, see, you ain't say that.
Well, let me finish what he said. He named people because his bigger point is not.
And
his point is that there's people that can play that role.
And maybe they auditioned.
It was not that he did bad.
And maybe they held auditions. And they didn't do good.
The truth was Ryan Coogler, the dude who did
Get Out.
Ryan Coogler, the dude who did Creed and Fruitvale Station and Black Panther. He picked him because he dealt with him in Black Panther. He's like, yo, I think you'd be good for this role. So he picked him out and then they auditioned and then they got it. My point is, his point was saying it's not that he can't do good. It's the same thing with the trans. It's representation. It's about representation. Representation is important. Because
I think it's the difference between being trans and being black. Trans is more specific. Like, this is still a black man. We all know Dr. Umar as being very specific and argumentative when it comes to black people. What is black?
whatever that may be. So I think that there's a difference. Like, if I'm going to have you playing, like, let's say that Holiday Heart came out in 2021. Do you want goddamn
Ving Rhames
playing a transgender male?
He was a cross-dresser.
Well, a cross-dresser.
What is that? That's like a...
Whatever he may have been, there was no identification in the movie.
That's the same person.
Tell it like this. There was no identification in the movie as to what he was.
He was definitely...
But he was part of the community. I just think that he's very specific. I think it's a difference. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a difference. Like, when you say transgender, like that, or just the LGBT community.
See, I disagree.
Versus black community.
I disagree with your reasoning, but I don't think it should matter. Because if the acting is good, and as long as...
Nigga, that's what I said.
Now, you're saying...
I said nigga had to tell it.
Yeah, but...
Who playing the part? As long as they good, they good. I don't care what...
Nigga, that's what I said.
You said some other shit, too.
Yeah, but that was my primary reason. That was the first thing I said. I said the nigga had the talent to do it.
But I understand the sentiment, because it's just about in theory and reality. In theory, of course, whoever's the best actor, you do it. In reality, a lot of people get marginalized in that.
Okay, so
that
who theory. Else did y'all hear complaining about that?
I mean,
no, I ain't hear nobody.
It's been a thing. Like, I think.
First of all, I don't need you speaking on acting and talent, and you ain't no acting talent coach, evaluator, none of that.
Director.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing to do with that industry. Speak on Rachel Dolezal or some shit, bro.
Nah, I disagree with that. I can see his.
Do you want to hear? Okay, so there's an analyst on ESPN talking about basketball. I hate when I watch a football analyst talk about basketball on ESPN.
But he wasn't talking about the acting. He was talking...
He didn't even get him a shot. He didn't even get a movie a chance.
Nah. He said he did good. He said he did acting good. He said the only problem was the representation. If that man doesn't... If he doesn't speak that when they interview him, then he shouldn't do it. That was his biggest issue with it.
Yeah, I think against the fact that this nigga got a British accent. He from the UK.
What else you got, bro? You got like two more for us.
I'm gonna switch it up then, y'all niggas.
I got that.
Jump shit. Back to cap. Is Chris Bosh a Hall of Famer?
Fuck no.
Back to cap. Speak on it, Brandon. Justin, what your thought?
I didn't even think the nigga was that good to me. He did.
I knew he wasn't about to bring
no.
I mean, this nigga had some good numbers for a couple years, but I don't feel like he's.
This is a football player.
I mean, that nigga had an impact, but. Hall of Famer?
All right, man.
Second ballot. Not first.
Know. That's counting.
He was second ballot Hall
That's
of Famer.
That's counting, bro.
That is Mike.
There's niggas who's done last. There's
get out of here, coach.
Probably the easiest. First of all, your issue, I'm going to tell you what your issue is. There, people don't understand. There's no such thing as the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the basketball Hall of Fame.
So that's
basketball career. Yes. That's why there's people who've had that's why D. Rose is going to be a Hall of Famer because of what he did in high school, college, and being the youngest MVP ever. There's people who have done less and made the Hall of Fame. So, yes, they'll make the Hall of Fame.
That's why Yao Ming made the Hall of Fame.
Facts.
Because his impact.
I'm trying to about. He played 10 years.
So let's make it a harder question. Just his NBA career. Is he a Hall of Famer? If you were just an NBA, just based on his NBA career.
Not first ballot. If you include context behind it. Because he was a beast until...
20 and 10 is wrong.
Until he
Make
had...
Yeah, the only person that says second.
I would say he was a beast, but he was the first person we've ever seen that came to an organized stack team and the first person that had to sacrifice his role. So we knew what he's capable of, I guess I would say, but he just, that wasn't his necessarily role. He had to sacrifice. Now, mind you, that was only for what, 3 years, 4 years?
4 years.
I don't know, you know what I mean? So I think the rest of, And then the year before that, vouched for it.
But then the first year he came out, he had blood clots and shit, so he never got to.
Yeah, so we're looking, let's say, like 10 years, and six of them was Hall of Fame worthy. The other ones, he won a championship, which is what goes heavy into...
Two?
Yeah, he won two championships. He went to four straight.
I mean, second round, solid.
I say he's a Hall of Famer, period. I say he's second ballot. I said he's a Hall of Fame, period.
He's on the ballot with motherfucking Paul Pierce. He's on the ballot with, they said, Bill Russell as a coach. Shit like that. But...
Yeah, give us like one or two more, some quick ones. Let's get some quick ones in before we get off.
I got one more for y'all. This last one. So we in the cancel culture, right? So speaking about the Papa Johnson and all that, facts of cat. Should there be a statute of limitations on racial and like homophobic slurs you use? Should there be a statute of limitation? Should you judge somebody based on what they said in the 90s in different eras?
Depends on what they said.
Hold on. What was the question again?
Facts of cat. Should there be a statute of limitations on racial or homophobic slurs? So basically, for example, like if somebody is like a cassette tape of a nigga from the 90s saying faggot, shit, fuck,
maggot,
saying maggot and other you know derogatory terms, should he be held accountable for that?
I think it depends on the context, like. If we see, the problem is a lot of the cancel culture is people who weren't even raised in the 90s or that didn't even understand like what times was like during that time. So that matters. Now, if it was somebody just blatantly being disrespectful, it was blatant.
Yeah, it was blatant.
I fucking hate faggots. I fucking hate maggots and they fucking la la la. Well, then, you know.
That, it was the 90s and then they just think.
Nah, that's a little bit more different.
In that time, we grew up saying that.
I ain't necessarily saying you should be... I seen Sister Soulja on Breakfast Club. She's an author.
Mm-hmm.
And an activist. I think she said the real shit. She said we should have council culture, not cancel culture. Now, like I said, if it's blatant disrespect, and you change, you know what? I'm going to remember what you said. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But if it's like, say, like, a lot of people try to cancel, like, remember when Kevin Hart was making jokes, like, it must have been, yeah, blah, 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 but he's a comedian. So I kind of feel like comedians get more, you know what I'm saying? It just depends on context for me. This is,
yeah, no, I definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so I think it just depends. Now, if it's like, it just depends. Like, if you're being disrespectful, there's no jokes involved. I'm going to look at you kind of funny. Me, personally... But if that was 20 years ago, you might be
a different person.
You might have been raised to be like that. So, also, you should give everybody a chance that... But if you feel violated, I'm not mad at you.
How you feel? You cancel on somebody for what they said 30 years ago?
I don't really cancel people, bro.
So you don't believe in cancel culture at all?
Not at all.
Yeah, I don't much know if I'm canceling people.
Like. Or should they be held accountable? So, like, let's say they're... The CEO of Disney right now, CEO of ESPN, or...
I feel like I'm going to take you for what you said, and that's how you really feel. We're going to keep it moving.
Like. Let's say we're watching the draft, and like Todd McShay and Mel Kiper, right? There's a video of them 30 years ago saying, like, N-word. Shit, like, ESPN fired him?
I mean, shit, it's up to them, for real.
I'm talking about ESPN. If you're the CEO of ESPN, and they say, yo, we was younger... We changed.
I'm gonna put it like this.
I'm gonna say this.
As a black man, if I'm talking to them, I'll be like, look, I'm not angry with whatever decision y'all make. Just know, if a black man fuck up in this company because of his past, y'all need to keep this same fucking energy. So if y'all not gonna keep the same energy, just know we giving y'all niggas hell. Or people gonna give y'all hell.
Nigga, nigga, nigga.
And that's it. Give us one more before we ride out.
I mean, I'm gonna respond and then we gonna ride out.
Go ahead.
I think it's a slippery slope, but you should judge people. Like, you should give people a chance to grow. I really feel that. Anybody, you should give people a chance to grow.
Agreed.
But if I am running a business, and you bringing bad juju, yeah, I don't care if it's 50 years ago, or yesterday, whatever, it is in my best interest to remove myself from you.
If you VH1 and you causing T.I. and Tiny.
I'm sorry. That was 20 years ago, 20 days ago. I'm not saying that. I'm canceling business with you. I'm not doing business with you. That don't mean I can't be a friend or I'm going to delete all my pictures of you on Instagram. I just can't do business with you because now I got to think of the public.
That's like the question we asked, I'm like, about a nigga being a gangbanger or some murderer and you got on the car wash and Brandon was talking about he's still
he got to go, honey.
But, he was racist. That was the nigga racist that you hired, and you was a black car wash.
Fuck it.
But yeah, man.
Get that money, man.
We good, man.
We good.
Yeah, we want to ask the people. We got time to get one person.
We
ain't
got time. Shout out to everybody that tuned in.
We appreciate y'all, man. We want
to shout out to
make sure everybody. We get better with this shit. Thanks for everybody tuning in.
We're going to try to figure it out. I mean, I don't know what else the fuck we're going to do. Y'all need to open y'all ears. Shit out of it. We're going to figure it out, though.
Appreciate the comments, the feedback. This shit will be on YouTube. Like, subscribe, share it, man. Y'all let us know how y'all feel.
We got merch, too.
Y'all let us know. Y'all fuck with us, man. Cash App. Cash App. Cash App, man.
Facts and cap.
And everybody, fuck
with us. Facts and cap, too, man. If y'all want us to get us the audio better, get us, Facts and cap. Get us a donation, bro. Yeah. Fuck with it. Facts
give us $5. We deserve $5.
Cash App, Cash App too, man. Fuck with us, man.
So y'all like that, baby. Blow up.